Took an oath to like Prabhupada Maharaj. If a devotee is qualified, sincere, and serious about Krishna consciousness, and if he follows the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, as Prabhupada Maharaj did when preaching the instructions he had received from Narada Muni, his preaching is effective. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, verse 25, Satam, Satam Gam, Mahavir, Satam Siddhobu, If one tries to understand the discourses given by the sutta, or pure devotee, those instructions will be very pleasing to the ear and appealing to the heart. Thus, if one is inspired to say to Krishna consciousness, and if one practices the process in his life, he is sure to be successful in returning back home, back to Godhead. By the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, all of his clan friends, the sons of the demons, became Vaishnavas. They did not like hearing from their so-called teachers, Shanda and Amarka, who were interested only in teaching them about diplomacy, politics, economic development, and similar topics meant exclusively for sense gratification. Om So this verse talks about preaching. How to be an effective preacher. In the material world, we see that the non-devotee class, they make many books, many manuals, many how to learn Hindi in 30 days, how to win friends and influence people, how to think and grow rich, how to become successful, the how-to book of electronics, how to fix computers, how to fix cars, how to grow a garden, how to be a good husband, how to be a good wife. There's so many books you see. So much knowledge, yet so much ignorance. Because everyone's ignorant of Krishna. So here, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us how to be an effective preacher. Effective. Result. Prabhupada, he coined a phrase, at least new to us. Prabhupada said, you can judge a thing by its result. You do something, what is the result? You eat, say, oh, you eat this food, it'll give you health. So then I eat it, I get healthy. Well, yes, this is good food. This dahlia and all these things are very strong, and I got healthy. So like that, you judge by its result. So preaching can be judged by its results. What is the result? Sometimes Prabhupada would say, the devotee would come back from preaching and say, Prabhupada, please close the door. Thank you. When you live in Vrindavan for some time, you're not used to the city. You're used to the city. In fact, they say, when people from the city, they go to the country, we grew up in the country, and my brother had friends in the city. They would come visit us, and they would say, oh, I can't sleep at night. It's too quiet. It's too quiet. There's no buses beeping, no dogs yelping and yowling. There's no sirens, there's no gunshots, there's no murders. I can't sleep at night. Only in the city I can sleep. So many noises. So it's too quiet. So like that, when you live in Vrindavan for some time, you come here and you can't, it's too much noise. Too much. Can't tolerate. But when you live here, you become acclimated. You become accustomed. So anyway, the point is, judge a thing by its results. So Prahlad Maharaj, he had very fantastic results. We can see this chapter's teaching. Here's the result. Here's an effective preacher. Who is the preacher? Prahlad Maharaj. Where is his field? What is his chaitra or field? Is it the city of Delhi or where is it? No, it's in the school. It's in the classroom. amongst his classmates. That's his field, not the streets of Delhi or the homes of people in Delhi. So that's his field. And who is he preaching to? Who is his audience? Demons, atheists, Gnostics, Pashanti. Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Who are we preaching to? Gnostics, Pashantis, atheists, agnostics? The same. Kali Yuga, Satyuga, the same. Same candidate. He's preaching to his demoniac schoolmates. We're preaching to our, maybe in some cases, our demoniac school friends. Our old friends. So-called friends. So what result did he have? Did they say, oh, get lost, this is mythology, that doesn't make any sense, it's illogical, we don't believe it. We want to keep our careers, we want to maintain our position, we want to learn, finish this college, get our degree in diplomacy, get our degree in economics, get our degree in business comms. Right? They're all in school in the business. They want to get degrees in business comms and politics and medicine and international finance. But they just forget all that. Just forget all this guru anushikshitam. Anushikshitam, following the instructions. So just forget what they said. Forget what Chandana Marka said. Forget what Professor Gupta says, Professor Mishra and Professor Chatterjee. Forget their economics and politics and medicine. It's all garbage. Let's chant and dance with Prahlad. Let's go to the Hare Krishna temple. Forget this education. Forget this IIT. Forget this DU. What is it, DU? Delhi University? Do. Forget it. Let me become Krishna Bhakta. Shave my head. Put on tilak. Hare bo, hare bo, hare bo. Mukunda Madhava, hare hare bo. So, this is what happened. This is the result of Prahlad Maharaj's preaching. He wasn't building his temple, he wasn't collecting rice, he was making devotees. He's preaching. Making devotees. Converting people. So they converted them. They were daityas, daitya sutas. Look here, daitya sutas. They were the sons of demons. Now who are we preaching to? We're preaching to the sons of devotees. So many Indians put your bhumi at the place of devotees. It's so difficult. It's so much difficulty we have to catch one person, one son. And make him a Hare Krishna devotee. So there must be some difference. We're preaching to people that aren't sons of demons, they're sons of Hindus, and they're sons of pious people. As many of the young people we preach to, their fathers and mothers are devotees, they're Hindus. They accept Krishna, they worship Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Krishna. In an Indian business, and up to their ears, and sense enjoyment. But basically, underneath it all, they're not demons, they're not daityas. But yet we preach to them, but we can't catch them. We can't convert them. So, Prahlad Maharaj is an effective preacher. He's very, very effective. He converted his whole classroom, wholesale. The whole Delhi University became Hare Krishna devotees. You imagine if Prahlad Maharaj went on college preaching, like we have this quote, college preaching program. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's college preaching program. You know, we have a new program, college preaching. What is this new program? It started in Satyuga. The college preaching program started in Satyuga with the perfect acharya, Prahlad Maharaj. Right? PM, Prime Minister. PM, right? Prahlad Maharaj, he's the Prime Minister. They say, oh, the PM, right? The MD, the PM, CL, the DG, ST. KD, the Krishna Bhakta. Everyone's got, I guess we're KDs. If there's a PM and L and SP and everyone's got an initial in India, so we must be KDs, Krishna Bhaktas. The KD one, who, when you go to meet the PM, who is it? It's KD. I want to meet the PM. Oh, KD, oh, come on in. You call him on the phone. Who is it? This is KD. Oh, I want to speak with the PM. Oh, okay, PM is KD. Krishna Bhakta. Because that's how it was when Narada Muni, when the Narada Muni came to see LN, Lord Narayan, right? Lord Narayan is LN. Right? He's LN. So when he comes to the door, and Jaya and Vijaya are there at the door. We're hearing about this Jaya and Vijaya when they come to people every day. So then Jaya and Vijaya say, who's there? Say, it's NM, Narada Muni. And he goes and tells Lord Narayan, oh, it's NM. Oh, bring him in. So he goes right inside. So like that, Swat Maharaj, PM, he's the Prime Minister of College Preaching. He's the PM of College Preaching. And he started it. And we see the effect. So how is he so effective? Purity is the force. Purity. To be effective in preaching. Daiho. To be effective in preaching, one must be very, very pure. So this verse shows, judging by the results, the results of Prahlada Maharaj's preaching were fantastic. He converted the whole school. Maharaj was just explaining how Prahlada Maharaj started the first college preaching program. And DU, or FU, or what is it? Yeah, DU, we have Delhi University, DU, so this is Demon University. Chanda and Amarki were the headmasters. It's also DU, Demon University. And he went on the first college preaching program. And very, very effective, because this verse is discussing how to be an effective preacher. That is the theme of our discussion. How to be an effective preacher. As we hear, he converted his sons to the demons to give up the Guru Anu Shikshitam. Give up this bogus Shikshitam, this materialistic teaching, this Pravarga. This Pravarga. And Pravata Apavarga, Apavarga. He taught liberation. Pravarga means bondage, right? Pravarga. Means to stay in this material world, rather than analyze it very nice part. And once you get corrupted in Pravarga, I don't pretend to go in that good department. But I've heard the tape also where Prabhupada discusses that the horse is working very hard and the seeing all spawn and all that. So Prabhupada, the teachers, these so-called gurus, Shandana Marka, they were not teachers. So he was very effective. Why was he effective? Because he was pure. Shuddha Bhakta, Shanta Bhakta. The Prabhupada would say that preaching is the essence. The distilled essence of prema is preaching. When one attains prema, then it becomes distilled. Like you have milk and you cook it down to bursi. So when prema becomes cooked down or distilled, it takes the form of preaching. When the love between Radha and Krishna became melted, when they combine a loving embrace, Chamasundara and Radharani, Gaurangi, when Gaurangi and Chamasundara became combined like a golden lightning strike, enveloped in a sham blue cloud, they became one in their love. And they melted the divine transcendental ecstasy of Mahabhava, that they became Gauranga. So the distilled essence of prema, the distilled essence of Mahabhava, of the prema of Radha and Chandrasundara, is Gauranga. So what does Gauranga do? He preaches. Therefore, the essence of prema is preaching. The essence of prema is preaching. So when one is completely melted with the ecstasy of prema, what does he do? He flows. Sneha. Sneha means to flow like a river, like water flows. So when one is actually deeply melted in the ecstasy of prema, in the mood of Gauranga, then he preaches. And his preaching flows all over the world. Covers the whole world. We see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, he was absorbed. Sivari kama tava yora para madhva yulila guna rupanata prabhikshana shva dhana rupanata. The Madhurya Bhakta. This is a Rasika Bhakta described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Srila Prabhupada was in this mood of this prema rasa, and he was able to preach so effectively all over the world because such purity was there. So here we have an example of Prahlada Maharaj, who is a Shanta Bhakta. He has love. He has love for Krishna. He has prema, Shanta rasa. And he's so effective. So we must be pure. Prabhupada says, purity is the force. Preaching is the essence. So what is the essence? We mentioned the essence of preaching is the essence of prema. Is the essence of spiritual life. And when it seems Krishna consciousness, then he preaches. So how do we become effective preachers? That is what Prahlada speaks. How do you be effective preachers? You're very, very pure. Purity is the force of preaching. Now, in the purport, there's Prabhupada explains very nicely. There are four qualifications of the effective preacher. Just like they say, you want to be an effective businessman? First, control your time. Second, be positive. Third, dress for success. Four, good association. And they have all these things, the seven steps to success and all these things. So Prabhupada, in his purport, he gives us four clues, four ways, how to be an effective preacher. There's four things that are required. Qualification, sincerity, seriousness, and following instructions. If a devotee is qualified, sincere, and serious about Krishna consciousness, and those are three things, right? Qualification, sincerity, and seriousness. And the fourth thing, if he follows the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, his preachings will be effective. So if you want to shorten the sentence, how to be an effective preacher, you need these four, you say lakshana or four qualities you need. So let's look at them. First one must be qualified. The devotee is qualified. What does it mean to be a qualified devotee? It means that one is actually pure. One is actually devoted. One has devoted. The qualification of a devotee is that he's attached to Krishna. He's devoted to Krishna. He worships Krishna. He serves Krishna. He remembers Krishna. He speaks the cause of Krishna. He repeats the words of Krishna. And sincere means that he tries to very carefully and devotedly follow all the instructions of the spiritual master. All the instructions. Not only the primary instruction, to avoid illicit activity, no illicit, very sincerely gives up, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, gambling, all these things, gives up. But those are the primary, or these broad, the big instructions. But he's very sincere to follow all the little instructions also. Keeping very clean and behaving very properly, attending all programs, all these things are there. Sincerity. Then he's very serious about Krishna consciousness. Serious. He's very serious. He's not joking here and there, reading newspapers, wasting time. He utilizes all of his time in the service of the spiritual master, in the service of Krishna, to follow these orders. He doesn't have time for frivolous sports and playing. He's very serious. Sober. Serious. And most important thing, he follows the instructions. If we follow the instructions of the spiritual master, we get empowered. We're going to think about that. That this purity is the force. So purity means purity is following. Just as Prabhupada says in the first canto of Bhagavatam. Purity means, what does it mean purity? We'll probably use that definition. Purity means one is pure in all the activities. One is pure in all the activities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This is purity. He's only taking Krishna prasadam, he's only sleeping enough for Krishna service, nothing more. And he's not engaging actually in defending. He's simply defending the cause of Krishna. He's preaching. That's his defense. In other words, Maya is on the offense. Maya is offending everyone. Offensive means to attack them, to offend someone means to attack them, to assault them. So Maya is assaulting everyone in the material world. Everyone's being assaulted and attacked by Maya. So they need defense. They're so foolish they're not even crying for help. They're being beaten and pulverized and destroyed and diminished and obliterated by Maya. They're being attacked severely by the Klesha, Adi Atmika Klesha, Adi Haivaka, Adi Bodhika. Everyone's being so attacked in all directions, but they think this is wonderful. This is life. But the devotee sees that they're suffering. And even though he's not asked, he's not invited. As Prabhupada said, no one invited me to come to America. You young people didn't invite me. Swamiji, please come to Haydashpur. Swamiji, please come to the East Village. No one invited me, but I came. Out of the order of my guru, out of my own feeling of compassion, I came. So no one invites the devotee, but we go and defend. We go, this is our defense. Pure and defending means that we go to defend the conditioned souls against Maya. We go to fight on their behalf. We go to wake them up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, go to come to Mohan. Kotanija Jalamaya, Pisa Kira Mohan. Hey, Baba, wake up. You're sleeping in the lap of a witch called Maya. You think it's very nice and sleep. Oh, this lap is so warm and so soft. These thighs, this tape is so soft and so warm. I feel so sheltered. You foolish nonsense. You realize this is the lap of a witch. Witch, a Kshatriya, a vampire. As soon as you wake up, she's going to suck all your blood and kill you and throw you away. You think it's very nice to be in Maya. So the devotee, this being pure and defending means he goes and he defends the conditioned soul against the onslaught of Maya, the onslaught of incarnation. Like that. So this, to be pure is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. By following these rules and regulations, right, attending morning programs, chanting, the heart becomes pure, and then one becomes effective in preaching. But if they don't expect to be as effective as Prahlad Maharaj, he goes into the school and converts wholesale all the demons, the entire school. Converts them. Because he's in rust. He's swimming in rust, in Shanta rust. He has some faith. Purity is there. Immense purity. We can't imagine or attempt to imitate Prahlad Maharaj. But we can understand, the formula has been given to us by Prabhupada, that he was so powerful that he turned demons into Vaishnavas. So at least we preaching in India can turn Punyabhumi, pious people, can turn Hindus into Hindus. we can uncover the Hindus and make them Hindus, and make them devotees. Now they're Hindus in name only. They're not even Hindus. The idea of a Hindu. Oh really? Hindus reading meat and drinking whiskey and going to Pattaya Beach in Thailand? That's what Hindus do nowadays? That in Mahabharata, this is a good Hindu. He goes to Pattaya Beach and he drinks whiskey and he does this. No, I'm Hindu. I live in India, I'm Hindu. No, Hindu is something different. Sanatana Dharma is something different than how you're redefining it, my dear sir. Krishna says that Sanatana Dharma is this. Manmana Bhavamana Pato Madhyaji Manamasuru. Think of Krishna. Do his work, carry up. So like that. So we should have some more success because our preaching field is not so negative, not so much opposition. And what is the result? In other words, if one is pure and sincere and serious, as Prabhupada said, if he's sincere about Krishna consciousness and he's serious and he's qualified and he follows the instructions of the spiritual masters, then he'll be effective. Doesn't matter how old he is. Prabhupada said the example is not that you have to be a big sannyasi or 30 years in the movement to be a successful preacher or big DVC or, you know, a general guru or whatever. You can be 4 years old. You can be in a 4-year-old body and be a successful preacher. Because you have some purity. And the example is, in 1971, Prabhupada was traveling in India with Shyamasundara and Malati and their 4-year-old daughter, Saraswati. Little girl. And she would go up to people in Delhi and different pandals, sir, pull on their pants and shirts. There's no Delhi anymore, right? Pull on their pants and shirts. Sir, do you know who Krishna is? Do you know who Krishna is? And the person would say, no, who's Krishna? But they may know, but they're just playing. And she would say very, very clearly and very, very devotionally, as much as 4-year-old girl can say. She would say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The person would say, oh, anything else? No, that's all. That's it. That's all that's required. That's all she would say. That's all she knew. That's all she realized. That's all she had in her heart. That's all she had in her mind. So she gave that. And 4 years old, that's about all she did have in her heart and mind. She didn't have a lot of other fructified brother karma. And just playing, naughty playing, and things, naughty and misbehavior was there, no doubt, children are children. But, so people would hear that, they'd be affected, they would come. They would come to the pandu, or they would stay, or they'd ask to hear more. So this is an example of a 4-year-old girl who's affected in preaching. Because some purity is there. The purity of innocence. The innocence of childhood, the simplicity of childhood. Somehow, people were affected. So, Prabhupada would say that if you follow these four regulatory principles, and follow the morning program, and chant Hare Krishna, you will be effective in your preaching. We found a few quotes from Srila Prabhupada's book, if you'd like to read on the same point. Did you have And Prabhupada in the verse, he quotes this, in the purport, he quotes the verse from Bhagavatam. That what happens when, how does it happen? How does preaching work? How does it actually work? If you are pure, or if you have some purity, when you preach, what happens? And Prabhupada, that's why he cited this verse. The Vanti Rikara Rasayana Kata, you can put it 2 lines, and the rest of the verse is Sajoshana Antavavarga Bhagavani, Sharavati Bhakti Ranukha Shati. In association of pure devotees, description of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing to the ear and heart. Bhavanti Vitkarna Rasayana. Rasayana means medicine, it means pleasing, it means toning, rasa, taste. As you say, Rasoham Aptakonteya. Krishna says, Mahita, Rasoham Aptakonteya. I am the rasa of water. I am the taste of water. The taste of pure water is Krishna. So it's saying, Bhavanti Vitkarna. Bhavanti Vitkarna Rasayana Katha. Rasa Katha. Rasayana Katha. The Sanya Katha is that discussion of Krishna about his pastime and activity. It's very tasty and very sweet and relishable. To what? To the heart and mind. The mind relishes the topic of Krishna and the heart feels satisfied within. Heart means inside. Within I feel satisfied. Now the reason that these two words are mentioned there, rit and, rit and karna, ear and the heart, because one a materialistic person can go to a poetry recital, someone reciting Hindi poetry or singing Hindi songs, and it can be very satisfying to the mind. You hear some nice sitar recital, there's some sitar and tabla, some nice music. It is satisfying to the mind. Oh, it's very nice. So the mind, the karna, the ears are hearing madhur swara, sweet sound, sweet music. Madhura Sangeet. Oh, very nice. But it does not satisfy the heart. Because the heart is the seat of the soul. The soul resides in the heart. And unless the heart or the soul hears Krishna Rasa Katamrita, Rasa Katamrita, unless the heart hears this type of discussion, it will not be satisfied. The soul is satisfied not by sweet music, not by sweet poetry, that the soul is satisfied by Rasa Katha, as it first says, Rasayana Katha. Because the heart will taste that, the soul will taste that. Rasa means taste. We will taste that and we'll be very, very satisfied. Be very, very satisfying. So these topics, Krishna Katha, is satisfying to the mind because it's philosophy and it's interesting and answers are given. Doubts are removed, we increase our understanding of the material world and creation of time. So much satisfaction in the mind is there, because it's philosophy. But moreover, and most importantly, there is satisfaction in the heart. Bhavanti rit karna rasayana katha. Then, now, what happens when one hears such things? So, Joshat atva bhavarvarsani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishya. So, a devotee is pure, a preacher is pure, and he goes and preaches. What does he preach? Krishna says the Bhagavad Gita, the ocean. He preaches Bhagavad Gita, and he preaches Bhagavatam, and he preaches the philosophy, and he preaches the pastime. And what happens? When someone hears that, when a conditioned soul, when a life member, when a businessman, or whoever, he hears that, Rasa Katha coming from the devotee, he was pure. He's following four principles. He's chanting 16 rounds. He's going to program. Some purity is there. Blessings of Guru are there. He's representing the Sampradaya. What happens is, that person who's a materialistic person, he hears that, and the sound goes into his ear and goes down to his heart and begins to dance there. This Rasayana Katha begins to dance there in the heart. And what happens? Shraddha. It creates faith. That's why it says, Shraddha, Rasir, Bhaktir, Anukramishya. One after the other, these things happen. First, this Rasayana Katha creates faith. So what does that mean? It means like this. That's why it says here, it says, Satam Prasangam, Mama Virya Samsaya. Satam Prasangam. It means, Satam means the devotee. When that person meets a Satam, a devotee, Prasangam, and he has association with a devotee or as many devotees, and then he hears Mama Virya Sambhido. Sambhido means to discussion. Sambhido, discussion. And Virya means strong, means powerful. In English, we have a word which is interesting. It comes right from Sanskrit. Virya in Sanskrit means strong or powerful. Wonderful, powerful, strong. And in English, we have a word, Viro. Viro. V-I-R-I-L-E, virile, means if a man is strong, if he has power, he's called virile, or virulent, so it means strong, like a powerful disease or some virulent. So they say, if a man is very strong, and then when he combines with his wife, then pregnancy is there. The analogy is given. So, when the devotee is strong, with purity, Krishna conscious purity, and he speaks, virya sampado, mama virya sampado, his discussions have power. They're virile, they have strength, they're wonderful. And those types of that, and when one speaks and enters to the heart, it creates pregnancy. It has an effect. It's like when a man is strong, he impregnates the wife, child comes. When the devotee is pure, when purity is a force, when he has the force of purity, he speaks, his topic will be the tongue for sangam, mama virya sampado. Virya, it will be wonderful. They have wonderful effect. They'll have power. Purity is a force. Force means power. Virya, this word virya means force. So that force, in other words, the person will hear that and he will become impregnated with your rasayana at the top. And what is the result? How will he change? He'll be thinking like this. You'll preach, and he'll think he's a materialistic person living in Delhi, going to school, whatever. Just like the boy who's studying diplomacy and politics and economics and medicine in DU, in Devaniyat University, under Chandra Markable, when they heard the Rasayana Katha, when they heard the Rasayana Katha from the Satam, Virya Satam, from the powerful Sadhu, Sulad Maharaj, they changed. They thought, what did they say? They thought, why are you studying politics? Let us become a devotee. So the same thing happens when we go out and preach to life members or Indian students or whatever, and we preach to them, and then we leave them. What happens? They start thinking, pretty interesting what that devotee told me. Now he left me this Bhagavad Gita to study. Maybe I should become a devotee. Maybe I should start chanting Hare Krishna. He's right. Maybe I should come up with eating meat. I wasn't always like this, but by business and everything else, I'm like this. I didn't like love it wasn't like this. He's right. Maybe I should go to the temple. I should start chanting Hare Krishna. That is called Shraddha. Shadavatir, Bhaktir, Anukranishati. Bhagavatam says that one after another these things come. Shraddha, Vatir, Bhaktir. First must be Shraddha, Dava Shraddha, Tadava, Dava Sangha. So the Shraddha comes. So this is what's created. When a devotee has the force of purity and he preaches, he creates Shraddha, faith. And that faith means like this. What does it mean? It means, let me become like him. Let me also become a devotee. Let me again take up Hinduism, or again take up, go to the temple and study Bhagavad Gita. And then, by more satam prasangam on virya sambhado, by hearing the Sasayana Katha in the sangam, then he gets more, he gets rasir, he gets attachment, he gets attached to Krishna, he gets attached to the devotee, he wants to be with the devotee. We need examples like that all the time in this verse. Just like the other day, we met someone, his name is Bhakti Deepak. Everyone knows Deepak quite well. He's born in Mathura, but his neighbor, like Deepak. He's working in Singapore. So when he's born in Mathura, pretty bhakti, but somehow he got, bent over in the business side of things, making money, and forgot all about all those things, and drinking and all. He'll tell you himself. He'll tell you himself his life story. He's like Nagamiya or something. Born in, I don't think he's Brahmin family, but maybe Baniya family. But pretty bhakti. He's more than a Jamiya. He's probably much more than a Jamiya. He's born in Brahmastown, in the south. So he's born like that, but he got involved with all the same things that Jamiya did. This thing, that thing, we don't have to say all the things. We know the things. And still business is going on, going to Singapore, some business is there. From his own mouth came these words just a couple of days ago. And I know, I've seen him, so over the last 6 or 7 years, I know him since he first came to Krishna consciousness. I've seen the progress. He said, Maharaj, how's your business? He said, Maharaj, I'm not so much interested in business. I only want to be with the devotees. I go to Mathura, I stay with the temple of the devotees. I don't even go to my friend's house in Mathura. He used to go to Mathura and stay with his friends. He would tell me. I think his parents are dead. He would stay with his friends. He said, now I don't even go to Mathura. I just go, I stay in the temple of the devotees. I don't visit my friends. And when I, in my house, he converted his house to an ashram. Bundri Vishal was there, other devotees, they stay over there, they take prasadi, cooked, Vrindavan Madhukari prasad over there. If you want to do Madhukari, you go at the right time, you get some nice ribs roasted for us. Don't even have to go to Vrindavan, you do Madhukari right here. Madhukari means something cooked by the hands of Vrindavan, you have some purity of heart. So his heart is coming like that. We do Madhukari here in Gari. Madhukari. So he's over there, and devotees are always staying there. Always so many devotees stay in his house, like an ashram. Anyone, he invites anyone. Anyone comes, you stay with me, you stay with me, you stay with me. And he goes overseas and stays in the temple. So you see, this is called Shraddha. He heard from devotees, he developed faith again when he knew this faith. And Rathir, Shraddha Rathir, Bhaktir, Lukra, Mishti, one after another of these things happen. He increases attachment. Attachment to what? To devotees, to the temple, to Krishna. So this is a wonderful result, associating with devotees. So this, probably quote this verse here. So there's a nice course in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a nice verse that explains how, in order to be effective in preaching, Kali Kalera Dharma Nam Harita Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Kali Kalera Dharma, Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vini Nahi Tara Prabhartha. Krishna Shakti Nahi Tara Prabhartha. If you don't have Krishna Nahi, if you don't have Krishna Shakti, you don't have power coming from Krishna and from Guru. Krishna Shakti Nahi Tara Prabhartha. Then you cannot preach. You cannot spread Krishna consciousness. You cannot be an effective preacher. You may say so many things and do so many things, but no one will be changed. No one's heart will be changed. No one will change their life as these sons of demons, these Daitya Sutta, they gave up their sinful life and they became followers of Prahlada. They became Vaishnavas, from demons to Vaishnavas. Great transformation, tremendous transformation. And so, Krishna Shakti, Nahi Dina, Sarva, Krishna, Kali Kalera Dharma, and Kali Yuga, the Dharma is Krishna, Sankirtan. So we see the difference. Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan. The Dharma for Kali Yuga is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And if one has power, he can spread Krishna Nam. He can spread the preaching, Krishna Shakti. If he's empowered by the Shakti of Krishna. What is the Shakti of Krishna? Parasya Shakti of Vidadaya Shri, you say? Subhavati, Jnana Bhavakrecha, Bhavakrecha, this is the Subhavati, Bhavakrecha. These are the Shakti, Parasya Shakti, he has many, many Shakti. But preaching is spread by basically not all these Shakti, but two Shakti. Sandhit Shakti and Bhajini Shakti. When we say Krishna Shakti, Nayadina Sarva, if you don't have Krishna Shakti, you can't preach. What is the Krishna Shakti that spreads preaching? The Shakti, the potency, the power of Krishna that spread preaching are Bhajini Shakti and Sandhit. Knowledge, the potency of knowledge, transcendental knowledge and transcendental ecstasy. This is how preaching is spread. One who is full of transcendental ecstasy and full of transcendental knowledge is a Prema Bhakta. That's why they say Guru. Sri Guru is a representative, as mentioned in the purport about his castle and so many other places by Acharya. That Sri Guru is representative of Nityananda Tattva, Nityananda Shakti, and Radharani. He's representative of Srimati Radharani and Lord Nityananda. Or Lord Balaram. Because he represents his son, this knowledge potency of Lord Balaram. Full knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Guru means heavy with knowledge. And he represents Radharani, Vajini Shakti. So what is bhakti? What is bhakti? We say Krishna Shakti Dina. Krishna Shakti means bhakti Shakti. We say purity is the force. Purity is the force of preaching. We are preaching Krishna consciousness. We are not preaching some other's consciousness. We're preaching Krishna consciousness, Radha Krishna consciousness. So to preach Radha Krishna consciousness, one must be pure. What is that purity? That purity is bhakti. What kind of bhakti? Govinda bhakti, Radha Krishna bhakti. That is purity. So what is bhakti? Bhakti, when bhakti descends upon one, bhakti is a combination of these two things, sandhit and vadini. These two potencies combine together, they melt together. Sandhit, the knowledge potency, and the vadini potency melt together. They come together, that is bhakti. That is descends upon a person. Govokara Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam is Radha Krishna. Yogonam. They must descend. So we find that Harinam, when a devotee was pure, who had Krishna Shakti, And as we mentioned, what is this Krishna Shakti? This Shakti is Bhakti. What is this Bhakti? This Bhakti is Prema. It is Vajini. When he chants the holy name, it is very effective. Very effective. All the devotees dance. Everyone feels, Bhavanti Vidkarna Rasayana Katha. Isn't it? Bhavanti Vidkarna, it is very madhuswara, very sweet to the ear, and very sweet to the heart and mind. When we hear a pure devotee chant the holy name. So our heart is feeling joyful. Rasayana. Rasayana means life. Rasayana is a mercury-based Ayurvedic medicine. You take mercury and add different things. Usually mercury kills you, but in Ayurvedic science, they use mercury to bring you back to life. Makar Dwaj, so many medicines are called Rasayana. They make you live, make you extend your life, become joyful, happy, powerful. Rasayana Kata. This is another meaning of Rasayana. Rasayana is taste, rasa, but Rasayana is also an oshadi. Bhavoshadi Chokram and Oli Raman. Bhavoshadi Chokram and Oli Raman. This oshadi, this medicine of pure Harinama and Rasayana Kata, it is Chokram and Oli Raman. It's the same idea. When you hear this chotra, or shutra, when you hear this manobhirama, your mind becomes full of ram, full of pleasure, abhirama, full of faith, joyful, and pleasing. So when we hear the pure chanting, the holy name chanted by a pure devotee, Bhavanti Vidkarna Rasayana Katha, it fills us with life. Rasayana gives us life, and it's very satisfying to the heart and mind. And so when the soul becomes alive, what happens? You start dancing. So when you see what pure devotees chant, the devotees start dancing, they feel very happy, they're smiling. But when some other person who has no Krishna Shakti, who is not really pure, he chants Hare Krishna, everyone is just there. There's qualitative difference. There's the difference in quality. Purity is the force. Purity moves the soul. Purity moves the mind. Moves the soul. Bhavanti Vidkarna Rasayana Katha. So this is what I was telling you. Verse is quoted here. The first word. So we want to get this Krishna Shakti, to spread Krishna consciousness, we need Krishna Shakti. So we need purity, we need bhakti. So we'll read some books from Srila Prabhupada. Oh, the other point I want to contrast this. If one has Krishna Shakti, he can spread the Krishna Sankirtan. But if he doesn't have Krishna Shakti, he can't do damn thing. Put it in colloquial English. He can't do anything. And what is the example that Prabhupada gives? Professional Bhagavatam reciters. Professional Bhagavatam reciters, they have no Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti nahi? Jiha. Jiha. They have no Krishna Shakti. Because, as we mentioned, Prabhupada is showing how to be an effective preacher. An effective preacher means cause and effect. You do something, you create an effect. You judge a thing by its results. You preach and people change their hearts. People change their lives. People change from demoniac life to, from asuric life to suric life. From demons to Vaishnavas. That was the effect of his preaching. Prabhupada turned demons into devotees. But professional Bhagavatam reciters, they give Bhagavat Saptaha for 7 days. And everyone says, oh, very nice. It is karna. It's nice hearing. They hear it. Oh, very nice. He sang such nice songs. And harmonium, he's so sweet, has such a nice beard, and all of them. We had a good time. We had a really good time for 7 days. So it's nice, very pleasing. Karna rasa, taste for the ear, but no rasa, no taste for the heart. No change of heart, because the speaker has no Krishna Shakti, there's no Krishna Bhakti, there's no Vadini there, there's no Sarvit there. So the person speaks to people, they come as onion eaters, whiskey drinkers, prostitute hunters, and they sit for 7 days, and they go away, onion eaters, prostitute hunters, whiskey drinkers, and then next year they come, and again, no effect. But the professional reciters, they have no power. He says that professional preachers cannot create pure devotees. Professional Srimad Bhagavatam reciters die, Srimad Bhagavatam starting to die. Professional Srimad Bhagavatam reciters who read Srimad Bhagavatam cannot convert materialistic people to devotional service. They cannot. To convert someone to devotional service, one must be a pure devotee, or at least in the line of pure devotion. Trying to be a pure devotee. With these qualifications that we mentioned. Sincerity. Qualification. Qualification is you surrender. And you're following four principles in chanting 16 rounds. That's a qualification. A professional Bachman Talmud Seder hasn't done it. He doesn't follow four principles. He doesn't send any round for the most part. You examine them, their personal life. So we have some purity. So we see that bhaktas are going out, new devotees are going out, converting people, making devotees. Whereas people speak, give Bhagavatam recital to 20,000 people, and nobody changes. Out of 20,000 people, nobody changes. This is the example of someone has no Krishna Shakti. I was talking about Krishna Shakti and what it is and what is the effect of it. I want to show the other side. Someone who's pretending or looks like it, he's speaking Bhagavatam, but it's not reciting a katha. It is, Deha katha or something. It makes the mind feel nice, but there's no heart. It's rich.